Dayton Flyer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by the USO, by Profiler Inc., by the Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown, and Hall of Fame announcer, Tom Michaels. And good afternoon, everybody, from Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. And we welcome you to another edition of Dayton Flyer Baseball. This afternoon, they take on the Fornham Rams in game two of the three-game set. Not looking good in the first game. Yesterday, lost 12-2. And joining me is the Hall of Fame announcer. And you got a chuckle out of that when you heard it on the open, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I gotta make sure that I last until September and don't do anything so they revoke it before they induct me there. But, yeah, yesterday we saw a ball game, 12-2, Fordham. And if I say it was a surprising win, really, there's no surprising wins in baseball.
No.
Normally, any team can win on any given day. But I was very surprised that no part of the Flyer game stood up yesterday, whether it was the hitting, whether it was the fielding, whether it was the pitching, which has been very strong this year, had gotten them off to 15 wins before we even got to the conference season here. But Coach Jason King making some changes. Now, there's only one different name in the lineup today besides the pitcher. Keegan Calero is going to be starting, and he'll be out there in left field. The one who doesn't play today or doesn't start is Omar Daniels. But there has been a lot of changing of positions in that lineup, trying to get something going here in this game two of a three-game set.
Well, we had a chance to talk to Jason King, and we'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the pregame show right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler.
Coach Jason King joined us, and Coach, that was a tough loss yesterday.
Yeah, we really didn't do anything the way we wanted to on any side of the ball, so today's a new day, and hopefully we'll do it the right way this time.
What did you take away from yesterday?
Not really all too much, except for, and we know this, but, you know, sometimes the best thing is to be reminded of it is when you don't show up to play, you're going to get bruises. And that's what happened yesterday.
You sent Keegan Calero in late in the game. That's a good sign.
Yeah. He's in the lineup today. And, you know, you kind of see what he brings to the table. He's a guy that can show what an at-bat's supposed to look like. And I think when you have a guy that can do that, it's very contagious. So we're happy to have him back.
Is he 100% now?
Yeah, he's ready to go. I mean, obviously, I don't know if he's 100%, but he's close enough to be in there, and hopefully he'll be in there until the season ends.
You got Chris Peguero going today. He hasn't pitched in a while, has he?
No, he's been out for a little bit, so we're looking to get maybe 70 pitches out of him today, and then the plan will be to bring Tran in after him and then see if we can get to Wisman.
Tran's been pitching pretty good, too.
Been doing a good job. He's got a really good breaking ball. He's got a good fastball, and he's competitive. So we like when both of those guys are on the mound.
He doesn't like to see you come out to the mound.
Who's that, Tran?
Yeah.
Nah, I think he's got a pretty level head on him for a freshman.
You said that he didn't like. He was competitive, so. That's why I said.
Yeah, I'd say most competitors don't like when they're leaving a game. I don't think he feels any particular way. I think he just does what you ask of him, which I think is good for a freshman.
Well, Coach, middle of three here, the second of a four-game homestand, so let's have a good one today.
Let's do it.
Because I remember what you did against Eastern Illinois. You got shut out, and then you came back and scored 17 runs.
Yeah. You know, baseball is a funny game.
Oh, yeah.
And the great thing about it is you a lot of times you get to play the next day, so we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Forget what happened the day before and start over again the next day.
Yep.
Well, Coach, good luck to you today, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be back with more after this time out. You're listening to the pregame show right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. We do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Today's player profile is being brought to you by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. We are here with senior Parker Bard from Westfield, Indiana, and you went home last weekend. You must have had a good time last weekend.
I had a great time. It was great to see family and friends at home.
What about playing Butler?
Butler? Oh, it's been great. I played there so many times playing summer ball. Like I've been on that field probably 8-10 times.
Oh, yeah?
A lot warmer, though, but it was still a lot nicer to be there again.
You ever been to the Butler Bowl or Hinkle Fieldhouse?
I have. It's been really nice. My fifth grade teacher was like a star volleyball player at Butler, and then she took us around like her place around there, and we caught a game one time. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Now we're going to have some fun. What is your major, and how's that going?
My major used to be early childhood education. It was last semester. I changed it to education allied studies so I could really just get baseball going. So it was really hard to do student teaching and baseball at the same time to take one away from the other. But I really love doing early childhood education. I love working with kids, like molding them into the people they want to be, and just honestly just being that person that they could like look for guidance, look for like education, look for anything they need in life.
Okay. How old were you when you first started baseball?
I was probably like, as long as I can remember, probably like 2, 3. I had an older brother who always played.
You started young then?
Yes, sir.
Is this what you've always wanted to do?
Yes, sir, since I was born.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies outside baseball?
I love to golf. I love golf, and I love fishing.
Okay, have you played any courses around here?
I have. We go to Yankee all the time.
Yeah.
That's the place we love to go. We sometimes go to community down the road. Been to Jamaica. That's far away, but that's a fun place to go to as well. But yeah, I love golf. We go with a couple guys on the team. We play a couple rounds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My brother plays a lot of golf, too.
Yeah.
On Fridays.
Yeah.
Fridays and Sundays, he'll go out.
Yeah, we try and go on, like, Mondays or Tuesdays, and we have, like, a lower, lighter day for baseball.
Okay. Is there a player that you watched growing up and wanted to be like?
Growing up, like, I loved my brother. My brother was, like, a big pitcher. I used to be a catcher when I was little. And, like, I'd always catch his bullpen. So I always wanted to grow up and be like my brother, honestly, because he was just such a good pitcher to me. I love catching his bullpens in our backyard. And, honestly, who he modeled off there was, like, Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, yeah?
He loved.
What made you become a pitcher then?
I was...
Him?
Yeah, I mean, my brother, I mean, I was, like, I think 16U, and my coach finally just said, okay, Parker, we're going to move you from catcher to outfield, and then I moved from the outfield to pitcher one game. I did really well, so, like, I'm just going to keep you here, and then I just continued to have success at that position, and then just went from there and did well in high school, and then just kind of took it off from there.
You still learning the position? pretty much?
I'm changing grips. I'm changing pitch styles. I feel like everybody's still molding to the pitcher they need to be. I feel like everyone's still learning no matter how old you get.
Okay. Yeah, with you being a senior, if you had a chance to talk to a recruit coming in, what is one thing you would say about Dayton?
I'd say it's like family. Like, everyone treats you like family around here. You're never alone in anything you do here. There's always somebody you can go talk to. There's always some help you can get, whether it's baseball, academics, or anything else you need around here. And honestly, it's really fun to be here. It's a great campus.
Do you ever get out to the city and some of the other places?
No, I'm kind of like an inside kind of guy. I'll hang with my friends in my apartment, and I'll, like, watch a movie with them, or I'll go work out with them, but I don't really get out too much.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe you go to the Air Force Museum or over here.
Oh, I have been to that place, yes. Okay. I have. I've been to that, and that's been a lot of fun. Okay. I went there with my girl a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She go to Dayton, or?
No, she's back at home in Indiana.
Oh, okay. You tell her you're going to be a star on the radio tonight.
I'll let her know.
What do you believe is the greatest challenge that athletes face today?
I feel like the greatest challenge athletes face today is themselves. Sometimes they get in their own way, and they just need to let themselves, like, work it out or something like that. I feel like once you get past that obstacle, like, the game comes a lot easier. It becomes a lot more fun once you get past yourself.
Okay. Now, here's another tough one. In one word, describe Coach King.
I say electric. He's always doing something. He's always excited. He's always pumped about something. Whether it's just, like, doing something right in practice or getting something going in, like, game. Like, you get a big punch out, he's the first one out there. He's, like, really pumped about you. He'll come into the dugout and be like, let's go, or something like that. He's a good guy.
Now, when he comes out to get you, you know, like, if you're at your pitch count limit and stuff like that, what does he say to you when he comes out there to take you out of the game?
If it was a good game, he'd go, you did a great job today, man. We're going to get to the next guy. I'm like, okay.
But what if he?
If it's not a good game, there's a few more words in there that are not nice. But I mean, it's something I got to work on. But
you can't pronounce them on. You can't say them on the radio.
No,
huh?
But no, it's something normal I'm doing wrong. But he's a good guy when he comes out there and you do well. He's like, great job, man. You did a hell of a job today.
Do you have a favorite TV show?
Yeah, I do. But I watch a lot of shows. I'd say one I'm watching right now again. It would be like How I Met Your Mother. I love that show.
Okay. You know, Charlie Sheen's dad was born here in Dayton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
As a matter of fact, he went to Chaminade. He went to Chaminade.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that Alice Janney, plays mom.
Yeah.
My mom, she went to Miami Valley School. She lives in Oakwood. I think her mom still lives here.
No way. That's pretty
cool. If you were invited to a TV show or sitcom, which one would it be?
TV show or sitcom?
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother would be pretty cool, but, like, I'd honestly say Friends. That'd be a fun one to go to.
Okay.
I like Friends.
Jennifer Aniston, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite video game?
Video game? Not too much. I mean, I don't really play too many video games, but if I had to say one, I'd probably be the show, the baseball game.
Yeah, a lot of guys say that, whether it be for basketball or for football, baseball. Yeah, you know, if I do this with one, I'm going to say, yeah, the show.
Yeah.
So, now that you're an upperclassman, would you take an incoming freshman and show him, you know, take him under your wing and show him around?
Yeah. Connor Fennell. I love teaching that kid the ways. Like, I feel like I see a lot of myself in him as a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of show him around, like, how, like, I was when I was a freshman, things that I learned, kind of got him throughout that stuff. But he's doing a great job right now, so he's kind of taking a run with it.
Is he taken to Dayton?
Yeah, he likes it.
Okay. Let's see. After you graduate from Dayton, you want to continue to play baseball somewhere else?
Yes, sir. I'm going to play baseball until my arm falls off. I love my gift, and I want to keep playing.
Okay. So they got any kind of leagues over Indianapolis way that you would be in? Or, you know, I mean, if you, you know, after you get done, you know, with the, like, minor leagues or something like that, would you –
after all baseball, after completely done, I would want to go into teaching and then coaching a high school team.
Oh, really?
Kind of molding kids. And, you know, like, I always had great coaches in high school. They molded me into not only a better baseball player, but a better person. Same thing with Coach King here. He's molded me into a better person as well as a baseball player.
Okay.
That's something I want to be to a guy on a high school team.
Now, when you graduate, would you come back and coach with him, too?
I don't know about that, because my girl's in Indiana. Oh, I kind of want to be closer to her, but...
You got a Butler, then.
Yeah.
or what's the other one? IUPUI or Indianapolis University?
Yeah.
Or UI or something like that. After you graduate... Oh, wait a minute. Just ask that. What team, and it could be any team, would you like to play for?
Any team?
Yeah.
I'd say the Dodgers. So many stars on that team. Uh-huh. I could learn so much from them. And honestly, like, my brothers love that team. I've loved that team growing up. Because I was in Nebraska and then Indiana. There's not really many baseball teams in the state. So my brother gravitated towards Kershaw, like I said earlier.
Oh, really?
I'd love to learn some stuff from those guys.
Okay. Now, if you were... Now, after school, after you get done with school, if someone were to come up and give you $1 million after you finish school, what would be the first thing you'd do with it?
Probably buy a ring. Buy a ring for my girl.
Oh, don't
buy a ring or buy a house.
Okay. Don't say that ring thing too loudly. I've had people say, don't even mention the ring. So... What has been your most favorite sports moment that has happened to you?
My favorite sports moment happened to me?
Yeah.
I'd say last year, pitching against St. Joe's. I missed that tournament last year. I missed that series last year against St. Joe's because I was at home with some family stuff. My dad had passed away last year, so I was at home.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I was at home with all that stuff, and I knew I was starting that around that time, and I knew I was doing well. I knew if I was home, we would have won that series, and we could have, like, gotten a first seed or something like that going into the conference.
Was that here?
That was here. We played St. Joe's. And I knew going into the conference that no matter what happened, I would be starting the game against St. Joe's. I told my friends that on the bus on the way there, it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And it ended up happening, and then I did really well against St. Joe's, and I just, like, felt like that was just such a big moment for me, pitching against them.
If you had a chance to play another sport, what would it be?
Another sport? Oh, my gosh, golf. Definitely golf. I love being on the course of golf.
Did you play golf in high school?
No, I didn't. I actually picked it up when I left high school. So, like during COVID, I just started picking up a little golf because that's the only thing I can go do outside. So, picked it up then and just started, like, going from there, just learning some stuff. And then just
What's your handicap?
Handicap? Oh, gosh, I don't know. Probably, like, in the teens somewhere.
Well, I was telling Tom yesterday, I said, if I get on a golf course and I'm on the first tee, I'll kill somebody on the ninth fairway. It just goes.
Yeah, I thought it was sometimes for me, but when I get dialed in, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, well, I know a golf course don't like to see me show up because I know they know what's going to happen. How old were you when you decided what you wanted to do in life?
It's probably kindergarten. I remember saying like I want to be an MLB player when I was in kindergarten, okay. Like our talent day when we like say like who do we want to be when we grow up and everyone's saying doctors and stuff or NFL when I was laying out when MLB. I love playing baseball.
Okay. Who's been the most influential person in your life?
Either my dad or my brother.
Okay. Now here's I told you about this before.
Yeah.
Here's the hardest question you're gonna have to answer. Okay?
Yeah.
Harder than your tests. If you were a coach and you want to be a coach, if you were a coach and you had to pick your team, your starters, 10 starters, who would they be?
Who would they be?
Yeah.
Like MLB, college?
Baseball. It could go from the start of back in the 1890s or 1860s when they had first started baseball all the way up through now.
Oh, shucks. Man,
I give you a hard one there.
I'm just getting down with the Dodgers, man. Oh my gosh, they have so many great people on that team. So I'm gonna go with like Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, and let's go Judge in the outfield.
Okay.
But
you know, Betts is now a shortstop.
Yeah, still really good in the outfield. Okay. I'll take him in the outfield anyway because I can take a lot more guys in the infield.
Okay.
Then I can go Corey Seager in the infield. I can go Trey Turner in the infield. Third base. Oh, my gosh. What's his name? Oh, gosh. Third base. I'm going to go first base with we go Sean Casey at first base.
Okay.
Roommate's dad. I'm going to go Mr. Casey
Your
at
roommate?
First base. Yes, sir.
Is he still here?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I'm going to go Mr. Casey at first base.
Mister?
Yeah, Mr.
Casey. I don't know if you don't know.
Sean Casey. I'll go with Sean Casey at first base.
I don't think he likes to be called Mr.
Yeah. then who else? behind the plate. Buster Posey behind the plate.
Okay.
On the mound, probably Shohei Ohtani. And then straight pitcher. Third base. Third base is something there right now. I know a great third baseman.
Well, there's a great third baseman to come out of here.
Yeah. Let's go Riley Tirada.
Yeah. No. Wow, Riley. But, I mean, a Hall of Famer that came out of Dayton. Not here. Not the UD, but Dayton.
I don't know. Who was it?
Mike Schmidt?
Oh, okay.
Played at Fairview High School. Played down at Howell Field a lot.
Yeah.
And then he went to Ohio U.
No.
But he wasn't that great of a ball player when he was at Fairview.
No way.
So, but Parker, I want to thank you for coming on, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you for having me.
Say hi to your girl for you. No, just
hey, Meredith.
He's ready for you.
Yeah.
Come on up here. We'll be back with more after this time out. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Whether the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we welcome you back to Flyer Baseball. This afternoon, it's the Fordham Rams and the Dayton Flyers. Fordham coming in at 9-16, the Flyers at 15-10, and 0-1 in the A-10. Of course, Fordham 1-0 in the A-10. So, Tom, what do we look forward to here today?
Well, we are certainly looking forward to a better performance than we saw yesterday all the way around. And one of the things, the guy going on the mound, Chris Figueroa, he's got an 0-3 record and a 6.75 ERA. However, four games started out of the four games he has pitched. In 18.2 innings pitched, he has only walked two batters.
Is that all?
And he's got 25 strikeouts in that period. So while part of the record isn't that impressive, another part of the record is very, very impressive.
Yeah, he's 0-3. On the mound for the Fordham Rams is Cohen Smith, a freshman. He comes in with his 10th appearance, his fourth start. And I noticed something about him, and I don't know how in the world he found Fordham, but he comes from Honolulu, Hawaii. How in the world he found Fordham University, I don't know. But it's kind of intriguing how some of these players find their homes at universities and stuff like that.
Well, sometimes, depending on your recruiting budget, the
yeah.
team finds you.
Well, you think we could go out and do a game out of Hawaii? Did they pay us to go?
Yeah, I'd go.
I would, <too. laughs> I would in the New York Mets.
I might even do a doubleheader.
Do a race out there. If they have a race course out there. Yeah, I would. But anyway, Cohen Smith will be the starter. He's 0-1 on the year. He's pitching, making his 10th appearance, his fourth start. 21 innings pitched, 26 hits, 12 runs, all earned. Walked 10, struck out 18. And he's got a 5.14 ERA. So here's the starting lineup for the Fordham Rams. Leading off playing third base will be Daniel Buchero. Batting second, the center fielder, Ryan Teasy. Batting third, the right fielder, Andrew Canellis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Tommy McAndrews. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Steve Lutezi. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, T.J. Walker. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Kian Saylor. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Nico Boza. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Chris Gennaro. Once again, for the Rams, Butchero at third, TZ in right, or in center, Canellis in right, McAndrews behind the plate, Lutezi at first, Walker at the DH, Saylor in left, Boza in at second base, and Gennaro at short. For the Dayton Flyers, under head coach Jason King, Keegan Calero make his first start of the year and play left field, lead off. David Mendez will bat second and play second. Batting third and at third base is Mason Dobie. Batting fourth and center field, David Pedano. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman the fourth. Batting sixth, Nolan Watson, the catcher. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Michael Adair. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Paxton Tomani. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Ivan Arias. On the mound, Chris Figuero. Once again for the Flyers, Calero in left, Mendez at second, Dobie at third. Pedano in center, Yaman at first, Watson behind the plate. Adair, the DH, Tomani in right field, and Arias at shortstop. Chris Figuero making his fifth start of the year. He's pitched 18 and two-thirds innings, giving up 18 hits, 15 runs, 14 earned. Like Tom said, he's only walked two, struck out 25. Teams are batting 250 against him. And he's got a 6.75 ERA. So, guys got to come back after a loss yesterday. And got to come back and make it right.
Well, I tell you what, last year, this Dayton team had only won, I think, five games when they got into the conference part of the season. This year, they come in with 15. And during the conference a year ago, they really turned things around. So if they can get the same kind of results they did one year ago in conference play, it's going to be a really good season for these Dayton Flyers, who are off to a wonderful start here at 15 and 11.
Other games today yesterday, some final scores. Yeah, out of the A-10, Richmond defeated George Mason 6-5. Davidson pounded St. Joseph's 14-3. George Washington over St. Bonaventure 12-8. St. Louis defeated Rhode Island 8-1, and UMass defeated VCU at 4-3. Other games today at noon already started is St. Joe's at Davidson, and our national anthem. Our national anthem here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium as we get set for action here at AES Ohio Stadium. So sit back and enjoy today's game between the Flyers and the Rams. Other games today, St. Joe's will be at Davidson. That starts at noon. Everything else starts at 1 o'clock. UMass is at VCU, Fordham at Dayton, of course, George Mason at Richmond, St. Bonaventure at George Washington, and Rhode Island at St. Louis. That must be a long trip for those East Coasters to go out to St. Louis. Long. It's about 6 hours from here. So I know it's got to be long for those guys, especially if they have to take a bus. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I would imagine everybody takes a bus here in this league pretty much.
St. Louis leads the conference at 3-0. George Washington and Davidson are 2-0. Richmond, Fordham are at 1-0. UMass 2-1. VCU is 1-2. Dayton and George Mason 0-1. And St. Joseph's and St. Bonaventure 0-2. Rhode Island 0-3. So sit back and enjoy tonight's or this afternoon's game between the Flyers and the Rams from AES Ohio Stadium. Defensively, for the Flyers, it goes like this. Yaman at first, Mendez at second, Arias at short, Doby at third. Calero in left, Padano in center, Tomani in right. Watson behind the plate, and Chris Pagero on the mound for the Dayton Flyers. Leading it off for the Fordham Rams is Daniel Puchero. Puchero batting .250 with no home runs and 12 runs batted in. And we are underway. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Just on that first pitch, you can see that Pagero really can bring it with the fastball.
There's a wind up in the pitch by Pagero and got him on the corner. Now, I don't know about you, but you have to always figure out the umpire, how they're going to call a strike or ball and stuff like this. This guy goes straight out. And he is Dorsey Hager. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, outside, ball one. One ball and two strikes to the leadoff hitter, Daniel Buchero. Ryan Teasy on deck. Figueroa gets the sign. Here's the windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and we're off to a good start. That'll bring up Ryan Teasy. Teasy batting .330 with no home runs and eight runs batted in.
With that two walks situation over the entire season, 18 innings, it really makes you think that sometimes he just grooves it a little bit too much.
Exactly. That first pitch was in there for a cold strike. Here's a windup in the pitch. Breaking pitch stays inside for ball one. One ball and one strike to count. Andrew Canellis on deck. There's the windup and the pitch by Pagero. And the line drive base hit right up the middle. Right past him to Padano. And so TZ is on with the base hit. That'll bring up Andrew Canellis. Canellis batting .305 with three home runs and 17 runs batted in. Nice day again today here at the ballpark on this Saturday afternoon. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a cold strike.
Smaller crowd than what we had yesterday, and I hope the earlier rains didn't scare people away.
There's a couple of thunder boomers out there, too. Pagero sets, looks over at first base, and throws over.
Of course, college students, if it's like when I was in school, they're probably not up yet.
Yeah, really. There's the pitch. Breaking pitch over. Buckled his knees. Buckled Canellis' knees, and it's 0-2. Game time temperature brought to you by the Gem City Sports Network. Mostly cloudy with 66 degrees, and I'll take it any day of the week. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch just misses outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Looks like the wind's blowing to the right, towards right field. It's blowing out of the southwest at 15 miles an hour. When we can open up the windows here in the press box, it's a great day. Pagero looks over at first. Now he fires. Swing and a miss. Strike two, or strike three. Second strikeout of the game for Peguero, and that'll bring up Tommy McAndrews. McAndrews batting .211 with two home runs and nine runs batted in. I think he belted a home run yesterday, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he had, I think it was a third inning home run.
So McAndrews, the catcher, stepping in. Goes over the first. Peguero does. Teasy back safely. So two down here in the first inning. Runner on at first, and Teasy singled up the middle. I've noticed Padano's playing a little bit deeper than he did yesterday. Throw down to first. Almost got him. Watson's got a gun for an arm. No balls and a strike to Tommy McAndrews, Steve Lutezi on deck. There's a stretch, and the pitch, runner goes, and a fly ball hitting out towards left. Going over is Calero, and calling for it, has it, and that's going to do it for the Rams here in inning number one. They get no runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of half inning, it's the Rams nothing, the Flyers coming to bat. We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to Dayton Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, Doug Brown along with the Hall of Famer, Tom Michaels. I almost called you Mick Michaels.
Isn't it amazing? You make the Hall of Fame and still not be remembered what your name
is. Yeah, I know. Who's that sportscaster at 22? Oh, Don. Yeah, same name as me. But anyway, you know, we were talking yesterday. This area has been a hotbed for very good announcers and sports people.
Well, I remember back. I mean, Omar Williams started in this town in 1951, and that's the year I was born. And he was at Channel 2 for 45 years. Then you get a guy over there at 7 like Tom Hamlin. He followed in after a guy by the name of Charlie Hinkle. And there's a lot of people that don't remember him because he was gone by about 1960. But he went off to become the announcer for the harness racing circuit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he was the original guy I heard doing University of Dayton basketball back in the 1950s when I was a kid.
Here we go. Keegan Calero will step to the plate for the first time today. He batted yesterday. He was hit by a pitch. It's not the way to get started. So Keegan will step in. He made the last out of the first inning, top of the first. Fly out. So it'll be Calero, Mendez, and Dobie do up. As Keegan takes the first pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
He was up twice yesterday, but he has no record of being there because he was hit by a pitch and he walked.
Okay. That's right, he has been up twice. There's the pitch. Almost hit him again. 2-0 the count. Defensively for the Rams, it goes like this. Lutezi at first, Bosa at second, Gennaro at short, Buchero at third. Saylor, Teasy, and Canellis, the outfield from left to right. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman, Buchero. Fires over to first. One up, one down. And bring up David Mendez. He's playing second base today. Mendez batting .403 with three home runs, 24 runs batted in. McAndrews behind the plate. Smith on the mound for the Fordham Rams. So Mendez will step to the plate. Played left field. He's been starting out in left field, but they moved him into second base. Here's a pitch. This is low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. They moved him in because of Carlos Castillo getting a broken hand, and he's out 5 weeks. They're hoping to come back sooner, but here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Wind blowing out of the southwest, 15 miles an hour, so that means it's blowing out, and the guys love it. Here's the pitch. This is low for ball three, 3-0. I don't think we're going to see a 2-1 score today. I think it's going to be more like yesterday, a lot of runs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Out in there for a called strike as Mendez thought he tried to upstage the umpire, and you don't do that. So Mendez will step in, three balls and a strike with one out here in the bottom half of the first inning, no score. Smith delivers. In there for called strike two. He thought it was a strike. He thought it was a ball again. So this time it's either a walk or you're out. Here's the pitch. Line drive right past the first baseman into right field. So Mendez is on with the first hit of the game for the Flyers. And that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Mason batting 280 with four homers, 21 runs batted in. Dobie playing third base. Left-hander from Meaford, Ontario. Smith delivers. They never called strike one. On deck, David Padano. The ball's in a strike. Here's the pitch. He squared around the butt. Takes called strike two. The ball's two strikes to count. To Mason Dobie. Mendez getting a short lead over there at first base. And here's the pitch. Grounded right to the first baseman. He's going to step on the bag, and that's going to be it. Mendez goes to second. It'll bring up David Padano. Padano batting 305 with a home run, 13 runs batted in. And this thing is, he's got four doubles and three triples. He's got some speed. Gorgeous afternoon once again here at the ballpark. Partly cloudy skies. Had rain earlier. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. Noon will be the first pitch. Be on the air at 11:30. Here's a stretch by Smith. He'll check the runner back at second base. And Mendez, now he fires. Fly ball right side. Well hit, but out of play. Little girl, she was off in a hurry. Ain't nobody going to get that ball but her.
That's the kind of hustle you like to see in sports.
Oh, yes. They throw back to second. Smith does. Mendez back safely.
Got an arm as well.
I think she had a number on her back. I don't know. Smith staring at his wrist. Now here's a stretch and the 0-2 pitch coming plateward. And he goes around. Padano's out on strikes. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number one. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left. And at the end of one complete, it's the Flyers nothing and the Rams nothing. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi,
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. You know, we've done over 2,400 games, 2,400 broadcasts. And I've done the majority of them, and I've loved every minute of it. And we're gearing up, believe it or not, for the football season. I know you're going to be following Pickwolf most of the time.
That's the plan.
Yeah. And, well, we do a game of the week. We just go all over. Our first game is going to be Anna at Indian Lake. And looking forward to that one because I used to live up there. And I want to go up there to see what's going on in the tornado-ravaged areas. We'll see, because I used to live on Orchard Island, and that got hit pretty bad. So luckily the people I know are okay. So here we go. Steve Lutezi will lead it off for the Rams, batting 176 with three homers and nine runs batted in. Fly ball well hit. That's gone. That is not coming back. That went over the short fence out in right center field. And that was a no-doubter. So Lutezi belts his fourth homer, gets his 10th RBI. And Fordham leads it 1-0. That'll bring up T.J. Walker. Walker batting 250 with no home runs and six runs batted in. So a solo home run puts the Rams on the board. Tomani out in right field had no, could not even, all he could do is look at it and go over the fence. Here's a ground ball. Arias picks it up at short, fires over to Yaman. One up, one down. That'll bring up Kian Saylor. Saylor batting 246 with a home run, 11 runs batted in. It's one down, a run in. Here's a wind up in the pitch. In there for called strike one to Kian Saylor. There's a wind up in the pitch by Piguero. Down low for ball. One ball, no strikes. Glad you can join us on the Saturday afternoon from Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. There's a wind up in the pitch. Grounder right past the pitcher. Over to Arias, and that's going to two up, two down. Take that back. And a home run in there. That'll bring up Nico Boza. Boza batting 280 with three homers and 10 runs batted in. Two down here in the top of the second inning. One run in. Breaking pitch. That was a nasty pitch. That broke a couple of feet. 0-1 to count to Boza with Chris Gennaro on deck. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards center, left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So Boza is on. That'll bring up Chris Gennaro.
Well, that one found the gap out there in left center field. And he was able to turn that into a double. That was a hard hit ball. Got to the outfield very, very quickly.
Gennaro will stand in, batting 287 with a home run, 12 runs batted in.
two down here in the top of the second inning. A pop-up right side. Yaman calling for it and has it. And that's going to do it for the Rams here in the second inning. They do get a run on two hits. There were no errors. And a runner left, and at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Rams 1, the Flyers nothing. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. We do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
To the bottom half of the second inning we go. Flyers trail 1-0. It'll be Eddie Yaman, the fourth, Nolan Watson, and Michael Adair due up for the Flyers. So we play here in inning number two. You know, with all the padding they got on, you kind of wonder how they can swing a bat. Yaman going up there with an elbow pad and a shin guard. So Yaman stepping in, batting 287, leads the team in home runs with six. There's the pitch. Line drive, base hit into center field. So Yaman stops at first. And that'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson batting 212 with a home run, eight runs batted in. Came back last week after having a groin injury. So Michael Adair will be on deck. Nobody out with runner first base. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Nolan Watson, the catcher. Outfield playing a little deep for Watson. He had a few home runs last year. Smith sets, fires over to first. Yaman got back safely. Yaman being held on by Lutezi over at first. Now Smith sets. He'll take a look over and fire and swing and a miss. Strike one. A ball on the strike with nobody out. You'd think this morning we weren't going to play. We probably wouldn't have if this was a grass field like it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing how these turf fields have kind of changed that around.
Yes. At Wright State, and I think Action Sports has all turf now. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. 2-1. Athletes in Action down at Genia, they got it. Of course, all their fields are turf. All of them. They got like two Little League Diamonds pitches outside for a ball. Two or three soccer fields, a football field that doubles as a soccer field. That is really nice out there. Three balls, one strike to count to Nolan Watson. Here's the pitch. Pop up right side or left side. Third baseman calling for it. Now the shortstop calls him off, and he can't get it. It drops in between the left fielder and the shortstop, and Watson is on with a base hit. Now, we'll take that any time. That wind played havoc with the ball out there in center field, or third base. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Michael Adair. He's batting 255 with a home run, 11 runs batted in. He's got a couple on the pond out there right now. Here's a pitch. Misses low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. You can hear the Flyer players hooping and hollering now. Smith sets, look back at second base, and deliver. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball and one strike. Paxton Tomaney on deck. Yeah, I noticed he dropped Ivan Arias from the first spot to the ninth spot. I meant to ask him about that. Here's a foul ball into the screen. Arias batting ninth is almost like having a second leadoff hitter. Gets things started at the bottom of the order. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Smith sets. Looks back at second base. And here's a pitch. A ground ball foul down the first base side. Yaman at second. Watson at first. Nobody out with two balls, two strikes count to Michael Adair. There's a pitch. Outside ball three, 3-2. This would give Chris Peguero a lot of confidence getting it back out there. Here's the pitch. Ball four, bases loaded, nobody out. So Yaman goes to third, Watson to second. Adair at first, and that'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. We're going to have a trip to the mound by the pitching coach for Fordham. Paxton Tomaney batting 234 with a home run, 10 runs batted in. He's got three doubles, no triples. But yesterday as I was leaving, Paxton's dad, Chris, came up to me and thanked us for what we were doing. And that's, other places that you've broadcasted that?
Oh, yeah. People love it that they get to hear about their kids, whether it's college or high school or whatever the case may be, parents, friends, that they can't always get to the games.
Exactly. And,
particularly here in the college ranks where you've got people from so many different areas.
Yeah, with all the, all the internet stations you got, and, we're lucky to be able to do the Flyers. So here's Tomaney standing in. Infield in at double play depth. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. He wanted to go, but didn't. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the top, bottom half of the second inning. Ivan Arias on deck. Here's the pitch. Grounder, third base side. He's going to step on third. Fire over to second, or over to first. They got him, double play. But a run scores. So Yaman comes in to score. Watson's out. Five unassisted, and Tomaney is out 5-3 on the double play. Adair goes to second. That'll bring up Ivan Arias. Ivan batting 250 with a home run, 12 runs batted in. He's got three doubles and two triples.
All tied up now at 1-1. Each team with three hits.
Here's a pitch and a fly ball. Well hit out towards left. That's going to get down. Here comes Watson. He's going to score easily going into second base. Head first is Arias, and that now makes it. That was Adair that came in to score. That makes it now 2-1. So Yaman scores, Adair scores, and the Flyers lead it 2-0 or 2-1.
Time for the top of the order, 11:30 to the Flyers. 20, defense.
You can already see a change from yesterday. So that'll bring up Keegan Calero. Calero grounded to third his first time up. Pop up right side, going back as a second baseman. Boza, he's having trouble with it. And the center fielder, Teasy, comes in and snags it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number two. But they get two runs on three hits. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors and a runner left on. And at the end of two complete, it's the Flyers two and the Rams one. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be.
Got done quicker than I thought they were going to get done that. We move to the top half of the third inning. 2-1, Flyers leading it. And now for play-by-play, here's the Hall of Famer, Tom Michaels.
Thank you, Doug Brown. We go to the top of the order here in the top of the third for the Fordham Rams. Ruggiero up. He struck out swinging back in the first inning. Here's Pagueros. First pitch swung on and missed for a strike. 2-1. 1-3-0 for Fordham. 2-4-0 for the Dayton Flyers. Into the wind. Pagueros pitches, and here's a base hit between third and short out into left field. Daniel Bucciero now on. And that'll bring up Ryan Teasy. He got a single in inning number one. Ryan Teasy, right-hand batter. Yeah, he's got one of those wrist things as well as he takes a look as he stands in. Teasy, the center fielder, off the stretch. Pagueros pitches inside for ball one on a fastball. That at first base is Daniel Bucciero. In the on-deck circle, Andrew Canellis. One ball, no strikes, nobody out, runner on first base. We're in the top of the third inning here at Werner Field at AES Stadium. There's a ground ball bouncer over there to third. Over to second for one. They don't get him at first. Runner too speedy there, so Teasy will be on through the fielder's choice. And that does erase Bucciero. 5-4. That'll bring Andrew Canellis up. He struck out swinging in the first. The Rams getting that win yesterday, 12-2. Their record now 9-16. Off to a 1-0 start in the 8-10. Throw to first base. Back in is Teasy. Chris Pagueros got a very good, lively fastball. Looks over, throws over. Diving back in is Teasy. One out. Top of the third. Wind blowing from left to right, and it's pretty stealthy out there. The set and the pitch. Curveball outside. Ball one on the batter, Andrew Canellis. Tommy McAndrew, the catcher, taking his swings in the on-deck circle. Not as big a crowd as we had yesterday. Here's the runner going. Throw down. It's going to be a bouncer out there, and easily in is Ryan Teasy. So for Teasy, that is his sixth stolen base in 10 attempts. Count 2-0. And the pitch. Curveball low. 3-0 the count now. Well, we talked about the control of Chris Peguero. 18 innings and only two walks. That's somewhat amazing. He looks back at second and delivers. That's low, so he's got three walks on the season now. And he's got runners on first and second. And coming to the plate, Tommy McAndrew, who had a two-run homer in the second or third inning yesterday, put Fordham on top 5-0 at that point. So with the runners on first and second, they'll look back to second. Curveball. And it's a strike. No balls, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second. Flyers lead it 2-1. We're in the top of the third. Next pitch. Swung on and missed on a curveball. 0-2 the count. To Tommy McAndrews. Steve Lutezzi, who has a home run in this game already, standing in the on-deck circle. Peguero, the right-hander, looks back to second. Now delivers. Curveball swung on and missed. Strike three. That is the third strikeout for Chris Peguero. Peguero came into this game in terms of strikeouts, 25, so he's up to 28 strikeouts for the season. And stepping in left-handed, guy who's got power, first baseman Steve Lutezzi. Homer to second. First pitch. Fastball. Inside. Ball one. One ball. No strikes. Two outs. Runners on first and second take their leads. Chris Peguero. Tests his wrist sign. Looks back at second. The 1-0 pitch. Airs a curveball away. Ball two. Two balls. No strikes. Two outs. Flyers leading at 2-1 here. The top of the third inning. Lots of high puffy clouds out there. Next pitch. Outside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. So here in the third, Peguero having a little bit of trouble with his control. Off the stretch. The look back to second in the 3-0 pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Three balls, one strike. Two outs. Runners on first and second. They've got the shift on. Shortstop is to the right of second base for this left-hand batter. Here's a curveball. Strike two called. Runs the count full. 3-2. The count on Mr. Lutezzi. And now, pitching coach Tommy Winterstein coming out, and he's going to have a chat with his charge out there, Chris Peguero. Tomorrow's a noon first pitch. Doug's going to get going solo on that one.
I'm used to it.
Pre-game show. I'm sort of like a luxury for you, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
I bet you wanted me there last weekend for those two doubleheaders.
Oh, good Lord, yes. Those were long games, I tell you. That one on Saturday, the one on Sunday, my goodness, it lasts three and a half hours. And that was game one.
Ready for the 3-2 pitch. Here it is. There's a slow roller, and that's going to be a foul ball.
Went off his foot.
So went off his foot. Count remains at 3-2. Two outs. Left-hand batting, Steve Lutezzi. A little bit of crouch to the knee, straightaway stance. Runners going. Here's a high fly ball. Center field. Padano under it. He's got it. So two runners are left on base. Based on one single, no runs. We're through 2.5. And the Flyers lead it 2-1 and are coming to bat here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
We move to the bottom of the third inning. It'll be the 2-3 and 4 hitters for the Dayton Flyers. David Mendez, Mason Dobie, and David Padano. On the mound, Cone Smith. Out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Now, one of the things that is very well known about the Hawaii Islanders baseball team is that they have developed over the years a number of major league announcers, one of which, Al Michaels.
That's right. Is he in the Hall of Fame baseball?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it got there just a couple of years ago.
Had a couple of good ones down there in Cincinnati, you know, with Brenneman and Michaels.
And you throw Wade Hoyt in the mix.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, geez. First pitch coming to David Mendez is a strike called. No balls, one strike on Mendez, second baseman. Next delivery. Shortstop is able to glove it, but he's not going to be able to make any kind of a throw. So a single for David Mendez. And the Flyers put the leadoff batter on. Mason Dobie comes up. He was out to first base unassisted back in the first inning. Dobie wears number two. Flyers wearing the black uniforms with the red numbers and a little bit of white trim in there. Red helmets. First pitch coming to Dobie. He's going to bunt. Third baseman with it.
Ooh, almost
close at first base, but he got him. But moving along to second base is Mendez. So the sacrifice. 5-3. By Mason Dobie, David Padano comes up, struck out looking to end the first inning. 4-0 with the maroon tops. They've got the pinstriped white pants with maroon down the side. A look back to second base. Smith delivers. Fastball outside, low. Ball one. Dayton Flyers lead it 2-1 here. 1-4-0 for the Rams. 2-5-0 for the Flyers. The next pitch. There's curveball. Didn't really break all that much. And it's inside and high for ball two. 2-0 on David Padano. Eddie Yaman on deck. Next pitch. That was low. Ball three. First base open. One out. David Mendez takes a short lead at second base. The look back by Smith. Delivers. Curveball on the outside corner. Three balls and one strike with one out. David Pitano playing center field today. Next pitch. Low and away. Ball four. So the Flyers have runners on first and second with just one out. And Eddie Yaman comes up. He had a single and scored in the second inning. He's a right-hand batter. There's one out into center field on the line, taken by the center fielder who quickly throws it back in. Runners will hold. So two outs now. Yaman flies out, lines out to center field, and Nolan Watson, the catcher, comes to the plate. He'll stand in on the right side. He's got that Dayglo yellow bat. First pitch. Checked his swing. They look down to first base. First base umpire says, yep, he swung. Broke those wrists. No balls and one strike. Now Watson's going to go down and talk to Jason King, the coach, giving the signals down there at third base. Watson comes back in here. Watson batting 212 on the season. On one the count. Two outs was runners on first and second. Cone Smith, the set, the pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 the count, two outs. Runners at first and second take their lead. Smith looks back to second. Now throws plateward. There's a bouncing ball, shortstop. They're going to make the short play at second. And that'll do it. Nolan Watson out on the force, 6-4. And that'll do it for inning number three. We get ready for the fourth inning. The Flyers hold a 2-1 lead on Fordham here on the Gem City Sports Network.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Back here at AES Ohio Stadium, Doug Brown along with Tom Michaels. And want to remind everybody that coming up on April the 23rd, it's a Tuesday night, the Flyers will be down at Day Air Ballpark to take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. It is it's an annual thing where they play down there. Last year they had over 6,000 people. 6,743 to be exact. I will always remember that number because it set a record for the Flyers and their home and a home game for them. Tickets are $5 for children 14 and under and $10 for adults. Students at the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge, and luxury suites will be available for $300, seating for 20. The RTA Flyer will be utilized on the evening of the game to provide free shuttles between campus and Day Air Ballpark. And it was like I said, it was a great scene last year. It was a great crowd. The Flyers played Ohio State there a couple of years ago, beat them 6-0, and then they beat Wright State last year. So It's a heck of a scene down there. The band's there, cheerleaders are there. So, and now let's turn it back over to Tom Michaels.
T.J. Walker leads it off for Fordham here in the top of the fourth inning. And he punches one hard down the left field line, foul. T.J. Walker, he's a designated hitter. He grounded to shortstop in the second inning. Chris Peguero on the mound. Next pitch for a strike. Strike called. 0-2 the count. Kyan Saylor and Nico Boza. The next two up. Airs a curveball. Just barely misses inside. Two strikes to the ball. A Mr. Walker. The next pitch. There's one nubbed foul down the third base side. Going to change out baseballs. One ball, two strikes. Well, Chris Peguero has been flirting with problems. But except for the home run, he's done a fine job here. There's a curveball just a little bit high. Ball two, two, and two the count.
You know, after those games.
T.J. Walker.
On those games last weekend, the last two on Sunday, that kind of stung when they got beat in the final inning of game two.
Next pitch, fouled back into the screen below us.
And then getting beat 12-2 yesterday, I would be a bit surprised if they unload today.
Count remains at 2-2. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Peguero delivers, and here's a pop-up out towards second base. Getting under that one is David Mendez. He's got it. One out here in top of the fourth inning. Kian Saylor comes up. He also grounded to the shortstop in the second. He's a left-hand batter. Saylor comes in here with a .246 average, one home run, 11 RBIs. First pitch, way outside on the fastball. One ball, no strikes. One out. Nico Boza, the on-deck batter. Saylor is the left fielder, fouls one back into the screen. Down below us to the left. Ball boy brings out a new supply for the home plate umpire. It was Dorsey Hager today, Dave Rash, or Michael Rash. Here's a strike. Michael Rash at first base. Tony Turk at third base. I said Dave Rash. That was one of my fraternity brothers some 50 years ago. There's a ground ball right at first base. Up with it as Yaman. He tags the bag, and there's two away. So Yaman unassisted, and Nico Boza comes to the plate. Second baseman had a double in the second. He's a right-hand batter, hitting .280. Three home runs. He's tied for the lead in home runs for Fordham. They don't have a lot of power on this team. Swung on and missed to the high pitch. No balls, one strike, two outs. Chris Peguero delivers. There's a fastball, catches the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Game moving right along. Into the wind. Peguero delivers. Grounded foul. Back into the brick facing down below us to our left. just to the near side of the Fordham dugout. Fordham's,
you know what,
dugout on the left side, Dayton's on the right.
You know what you just did? You just jinxed us.
I
say,
oh,
every
I
time
know.
I say that, there's a long inning.
Here's the swing and a miss. And a strikeout. And a 1-2-3 inning for Mr. Figuero. We're through 3.5. Dayton leads it 2-1 against Fordham. And coming to bat here in the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance product.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Flyers come to bat leading at 2-1. Designated hitter, Michael Adair, Paxton Tomedy, and Ivan Arias. Bottom of the order up here. And on the first pitch, Adair out into center field, but it is grabbed by the second baseman, who ranged all the way out there, jumped, and backhanded that ball. That one looked like it could possibly drop in there, but
with the wind blowing like that, you just never know. Just like what happened to the second or the third baseman and shortstop fell right between them.
Well, with the left-hand batter coming up here now in Paxton Tomedy, the shift is on shortstop to the right of second base. Big gap out there in left center. First pitch is a ball. Coach Smith has done a fine job here in the early going. Showing bunt that time, once again, Paxton Tomedy. He hit into a double play back in the second inning. Smith winds, delivers, high and away. Two balls and one strike with one out. Ivan Arias is getting ready to bat next. Next pitch. Over the plate, but high. Three balls and one strikes. With one down. Tomedy has an open stance. Pretty sizable crouch. Next pitch. Outside for a ball. So he walks. And a runner will be on first base for Ivan Arias. And a double, an RBI double back there in the second inning. First pitch, catches the outside corner and a fastball. No balls and one strike with one out and a runner on first base. Cone Smith. Glances over and throws over to first base. Diving back in, Paxton Tomedy. Owen won the count with one out and a runner on first base.
Get out.
There's one punched out there into right field. Back. Right fielder Canellis under it, and he's got it. Throws in and holds the runner at first base.
That was well hit.
thought it might get up into the wind and be aided a little bit, but no. Kind of held it up as he got back in time. Did Canellis. And the Flyers move back to the top of their order. Keegan Calero, his first start of the season, just his second game after coming on yesterday in a pinch hit role. Calero grounded to third and flew out to center. Throw to first base, back in time to Maney. On deck, second baseman David Mendez. Calero playing left field today. Two outs. Runner on first for the Flyers. Flyers lead it 2-1. Right-hand batting Calero steps back in. The pitch by Smith. Caught the inside corner. No balls and one strike. Two outs. Cone Smith wears number 18. Tall, rangy right-hander. Next pitch. Foul back. Off to our right. No balls and two strikes on Keegan Calero. He was up twice yesterday, but didn't have an official at bat because he was hit the first time. Second time he walked. The 0-2 coming from Smith. That one hit hard but foul. It's going to bounce off the top of the clubhouse down in right field foul territory. 0-2 the count. David Mendez on deck. The next pitch. Foul back into the screen. So getting a piece of it here. Keegan Calero.
I know this kid worked hard to get back onto the field.
The 0-2 pitch on its way. There's a pop-up, second base, ranging under it. Still ranging under it. Able to get it there, Nico Boza. So, Calero flies out to second base. One runner left on base. No runs, no hits. After four, the Dayton Flyers in a low-scoring game, leading it 2-1 on Fordham here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Top of the fifth inning. Dayton leads it 2-1. In for the play-by-play, Doug Brown.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. And first pitch to Chris Gennaro is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Flyers, two runs, five hits, no errors. They've stranded five. The Fordham Rams, a run, four hits, no errors. They've stranded four. Peguero in his fifth inning of work. Here's a pop-up heading out towards shortstop. Now the second baseman calls him off. Mendez has it, and there's one up, one down. That'll bring up Daniel Butchero. Butchero, the third baseman, singled his last time up. He's one for two. Butchero, the third baseman, is a sophomore from Ridgefield, Connecticut. If you look at the, if you look at these rosters, you're going to see a lot of New Englanders up there. Here's a pitch. And if we're called strike one. Peguero is a junior from Boston. Peguero gets the sign from Watson. Here's the windup and the 0-1 pitch and a fly ball right side. Tomani has a beat on it, and he's going to run out of room. No balls and two strikes to Daniel Butchero, the third baseman. Struck out his first time up. Yes, I could have used you last week over there at Butler. That's a long
yeah, time. I always see that one. There's a doubleheader on the docket.
Pitch is low and outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. There was two doubleheaders over there that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
A ball and two strikes, one out here in the top half of inning number five. Peguero delivers. Fly ball well hit out towards left, but it's going to go way foul. Count stays one ball, two strikes. Tough tomorrow's like this, too. Just pitch in the dirt for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to count. Small crowd on hand here on this Saturday afternoon. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch misses outside for a ball. 3-2 the count. To Daniel, to Daniel Butchero. Peguero winds and delivers the 3-2. Fly ball, well hit. That could be gone, and it is. It got up in the jet stream, so the second home run for Fordham as Butchero will touch them all. Solo home run for Butchero. That'll be his first home run of the year and 12 RBIs. He's not a happy camper on that one, I'll tell you. We're tied at 2 apiece. That'll bring up Ryan Teasy. Teasy, the center fielder, is 1-for-2. Singled in the first and reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Batting here in the fifth, takes first one in there for a called strike. Teasy, a senior from St. Charles, Illinois. There's a windup and a pitch. Apply for a ball, one ball and one strike. For a team that doesn't hit a lot of home runs, they've hit two today. They had one or two yesterday, too. There's a pitch by Peguero. Fly ball back out of play. Count goes to one ball and two strikes.
A lot of clouds up there, but the sun is out right now. Kind of goes in and out with that very full cloud cover.
There's a pitch and a fly ball heading out towards right field. And that's going to fall in front of Tomani. That's going to be a base hit for Teasy. That'll bring up Andrew Canellis. Canellis walked and struck out his two times up tonight or this afternoon. Canellis, a senior from Leland, North Carolina. Have you been to North Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
I think the first time I got there was during the hockey days.
Ah, Bombers?
The ECHL, yep.
Yep, okay.
Who would have thought that would have become a hotbed of hockey?
Yeah, really. First pitch is in there for called strike one. 0-1, the count to Andrew Canellis.
Well, who would have thought that first year that the Dayton Bombers were in the ECHL, three of the cities in there would become NHL teams.
Yeah. Columbus, Raleigh, and what's the other one?
Nashville.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was lucky enough to be able to, when I was working at Channel 22, to be able to go out and do video on that first game that the Blue Jackets played in the state of Ohio. It's out at the Nutter Center. I'd like to see him build an arena around here somewhere and put the hockey back in there. The ball's going to strike the count to Canellis. There's a stretch by Peguero. Fires over. It's getting close.
I say they don't need to build a building. They've got one downtown called the Convention Center, which they're begging for events.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember, but back when they started, when they built the UD Arena, they were going to build one downtown, too. There's a pop-up coming over. Is Yaman calling for it. Underneath it has it. Two down. That'll bring up Tommy McAndrews. McAndrews is 0 for 2. Fly to left and struck out swinging. His two times up. McAndrews out of Haverhill, Massachusetts. As our good friend Ryan Brandt used to tell you, the score is 2-2, the ballet score. Figueroa sets. Look over at first base. Teasy getting a good lead. First pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two out here in the top half of the fifth inning. A run in on a solo home run by Daniel Buchero. There's a stretch in the pitch. And if they're called, strike one. Yeah, another hockey announcer is going to put the mic away after this year. I think it's the 16th of this month, and that's Jeff Rimmer out at with the Columbus Blue Jackets. There's a 1-1 pitch. Foul back.
I hate to tell you, I flinched on that one.
Well, you know, I used to get, you know, when I worked for the hockey teams in Troy and Dayton, I tell you what, I stood right by the screen. Well, at Dayton I didn't, but at Troy, I stood right by the glass and they'd fire shots at me. I wouldn't flinch at all. All I had to do was throw the glass to break, then I would have flinched. A ball and two strikes with two out here in the top half of the fifth inning. A run in. We're tied at two apiece. Tommy McAndrews at the plate. Chris Peguero on the mound. Trying to win for the first time this year. Here's a stretch. Look over at first base. And he goes. And here's a pop-up out towards center field. This time, Tomani calling for it and has it. And that's going to do it. The wind carried it out there. That's going to do it for the Rams here in the fifth inning. They do get a run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. And at the end of four and a half, it's the Flyers 2 and the Rams 2 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network.
Yeah, back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. We're tied at two, please. As the Flyers will come calling here in the bottom of the fifth inning, it'll be Mendez, Doby, and Yaman do up for the Flyers here in the fifth. 2-2 is our score. Two solo home runs for the Rams. I'd like to remind everybody that the Flyers will be heading downtown to Day Air Ballpark on April 23rd as they host the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. It's going to be an exciting night of baseball down there as the Flyers and Colonels go at it. You get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or call the Dayton Dragons office at 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children, 14 and under, $10 for adults. Students here at the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge. Luxury seats will also be available for $300 to seats 20. And the RTA Flyer will be in service that night. So here he goes. David Mendez will stand in. He is 2 for 2 on the day. He's singled twice and was stranded in second twice. First pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Mendez from Aldi, Virginia. Freshman. There's a wind up in a 1-0 pitch. Pop up. Behind the plate. Going after it is McAndrews and has it. One down. They bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie, the third baseman, is 0 for 1 with a sack bunt. We're tied at 2. The Rams got a run in the first, a run in the second, run in the fifth. Flyers got their 2 runs in the bottom half of the second inning. Dobie stepping in, batting left-handed. Here's the plate. Here's a fly ball. Well hit out towards center field. Going back to center fielder. Going back, and it is off the wall and into the trees. A home run for Mason Dobie. Mason hits his 5th home run of the year.
Yeah, that one hit the top of the fence and bounced on over. And that puts the Flyers on top. 3-2 here. Each team with 5 hits.
And there's David Pedano. Pedano 0-for-2, or 0-for-1 with a walk. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. That hit the 400 mark. That was well hit. Here's a bunt down to first base side by Pedano. 1-1 to count. I'm looking forward to going down there, doing the high school games plus the Flyers.
It's always beautiful fun. Facility.
Oh, yeah. Ground ball, third base side, and foul. Yeah, I keep saying, I don't know about you, but when I go down there, it doesn't look like it's 24 years old.
It's hard to believe that it is 24 years old just in terms of time.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, a lot of people had to eat their words that wouldn't be a success.
Exactly.
Tony Capizzi, he put that thing through and
foul back out of play. Yeah, Marge Schott didn't want it, did she? She didn't want a team up here. Take away from her Reds. Well, her Reds, they weren't doing anything at the time, but they've got something here. I found something the other day. Here's a pitch. Media guide from the first year. You got guys like Dunn and Kearns up there.
What year was Votto there?
Because
he was with the Reds as of 2003, I think.
Yeah, I think he was there. I think he was there in 2003, and then he moved up. 3 balls and 2 strikes to count to David Pedano. Dobie, a solo home run to center field. Here's ground ball to the shortstop. Picks it up, fires over to first, and not in time. David beats it out. So he's got his first hit of the game and the 7th hit of the game for the Flyers. Make it to 6th hit. Eddie Yaman stepping to the plate. He is 1-for-2. Singled to center and fly to center. Runner at first base, David Pedano. Pedano is a threat to steal. He is 14-15 on the year. Lutezzi thought he had him, too. Over at first as they throw over. It's Smith sets. Fires over. Got a left-hander warming up in the Dayton bullpen. There's a stretch by Smith. He'll check the runner. Now fires. Grounder into left field for a base hit. Padano's going to stop at second base to being on the safe side. So Yaman picks up his second hit of the game.
Yeah, there was no way that Padano was going to be able to make it around to third. That ball was hit sharply out there between shortstop and third.
That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson is one for two on today also. First pitch is in there for a called strike to Nolan Watson. Watson out of Manahawkin, New Jersey. Go back to second. Padano is back safely. No balls, one strike to count to Watson. Michael Adair on deck. 3-2 Flyers lead it. Getting a home run from Mason Dobey. There's a stretch and the pitch. Runner goes, and it hits him. Watson gets hit. That'll load the bases. So Padano will go to third. He was off and running. He's trying to steal the base. Yama goes to second. Watson to first. And we're going to have a visit to the mound by the pitching coach for the Fordham Rams. Nobody warming up in the bullpen for Fordham. There's a left-hander down in the Dayton bullpen. And Aiden Tran.
Now there's going to be action down in the Rams' pen.
Back at it again here tomorrow at noon. Be on the air at about 11:30 with the coach's comments, plus hopefully a player profile. I think the players like doing those. Some of the questions are hard, some are not. Tune in
tomorrow. Today's question, where you asked, who would you like to manage as a team? And that takes, there was an awful lot of thought today put into that. First pitch is the ball.
Well, one question I asked before, but I didn't ask it today, is what would you do without a cell phone or a computer? Here's the pitch. Line drive right past the second baseman into right field. Here comes one run in to score. Here comes Yaman. He's going to come in to score. Going to third base will be Nolan Watson, and the Flyers lead it now 5-2. So Adair with a two-run single to right. Went off the glove of the second baseman. That's going to bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney is 0-for-1 with a walk. Down here filming him, that's for sure. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Dad comes up from Tallahassee, Florida. We want to thank all the parents for listening in. They can't make it. At least the home games are here on GCSN. Pitch is outside for a ball, too. Two balls and no strikes to count. If you have a comment for us, just send an email to me at doug@gemcitysports.com. Here's the pitch by Smith. A line drive well hit out towards right. That bad boy is gone. Tomaney, a home run for him. A three-run homer for Paxton Tomaney. Got a proud dad somewhere. So the Flyers opening it up here in the fifth inning. Make it now 8-2. Scoring six times here in this I missed one. Oh, there it is. So that'll bring up Evan Arias. Takes first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. This is what I mean when I said they can strike and strike often. All they need is one little spark and they catch fire. Next pitch is a ball, two balls and no strikes. And that's going to do it for Smith here in the fifth inning. So we're going to take a break, be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Connor Haywood in now for the Fordham Rams as Dayton has unloaded here in this fifth inning. You have his stats? I don't have them. So the Flyers unloading with six runs here in this eighth or fifth inning. So Haywood in. He's making his he's pitched 13 innings, give up 11 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned. He's walked 14, struck out 15. He's got no record. He's got two saves on the year, though, and a 7.62 ERA. So that brings back Ivan Arias with a 2-0 count. Here's a pitch. End it for a called strike one. Here's a fly ball out towards left. And the center fielder is going to call him off and has it two down. Then I bring up Keegan Calero. Calero 0-3 here today. Calero batting right-handed. Making his first start of the year. Here's the pitch to him. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a stretch, or the windup and the pitch by Haywood. And line drive, base hit as the hits continue to come. Calero gets his first hit of the year. And that'll bring up David Mendez, who started this off by fouling out to the catcher. So the Flyers bat around. So So runner at first base in Keegan Calero. Mendez will step to the plate. Cohen Smith pitched 4 1/3 innings, giving up 10 hits, 8 runs, all earned, walked 3, struck out 1, and gave up 3 extra base hits. Haywood delivers, runner goes, and almost hit him. It did hit him. Got him on the shirt. See what I mean by when you said the game is moving along?
Yeah, but this is what you want. You want lots of runs by your team.
Yeah, exactly. Mason Doby stepping to the plate for the second time, drilled a solo home run out towards left field his first time up here in this inning. There's the pitch. Line drive out towards second, but it's right there at the second baseman. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number 5. They get 6 runs on 5 hits. No errors and a runner left on, and at the end of 5 complete, the Flyers lead at 6 or 8 to 2 back after this.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Aiden Tran on the mound for now for the Flyers, as they were only going to let the pitcher, Peguero, throw 70 pitches.
And he pitched very well.
Yes, he did. Gave up just 2 runs. Let's see here, home stats. Peguero goes 5 innings, gives up 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned, walked 1, struck out 4, and he threw 73 pitches, so right where Coach wanted him to throw, and now.
And just 1 walk out of that, so he's got 3 on the season.
So Aiden Tran comes in to pitch for the Flyers. Tran. First pitch is a ball, 1 ball, no strikes, to the leadoff hitter here in the 6th inning, and Steve Lutezi. Lutezi has hit a solo home run and flied to center. Swing and a miss. Tran on the year is 1-0. He's pitched 16 2/3 innings, given up 12 hits, 8 runs, all earned, walked 14, struck out 22. He's given up 2 doubles and a home run, and has a 4.32 ERA, swing and a miss. Strike 2. A ball and 2 strikes to Lutezi. It's Lutezi, Walker, and Saylor do up for the Rams here in inning number 5 or 6. Here's the pitch by Tran. Breaking pitch stays high for ball 2. 2-2 the count. Flyers getting 8 runs today. Here's a ground ball to Arias. Fires over the first. 1 up, 1 down. So Lutezi out. They'll bring up T.J. Walker. Walker 0 for 2. He's grounded a short, flied to second. So Walker standing in. This is Tran's eighth appearance. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Tran goes from the stretch. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Foul back out of play. 0-2 the count. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. There's action down in the Fordham bullpen. There's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Kean Saylor. Saylor 0 for 2. He's grounded out to short and grounded to first. Two down here in the top half of inning number six. Two runs, six hits, no errors. Here's a ground ball. Arias is going to bobble it, and Saylor is going to be safe. Base hit for Saylor. And that'll bring up Nico Boza. Boza's doubled and struck out. Tran fires over to first. Saylor back safely. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Fordham Rams. Five left on. Dayton, eight runs, 11 hits, no errors, seven left on. Here's the pitch. Almost hit him inside for ball one. Can't make it tomorrow. We'll be here on the air at 11:30 for a 12 noon start. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Might get home in time to watch the Guardians today. They're 2-0. Pete Sass's buddy pitched last night, Logan Allen. They throw over to first. Guards won 6-4 last night, 8-0 the night before. Reds play their second game. That's a night game tonight, right?
I would imagine, yeah.
Here's the pitch. In their breaking pitch, misses 3-0 the count. Runner at first with two down. Chris Gennaro on deck. Time called. Got something in his eye. The bad thing about this, the turf, is the fact that they use those little tar balls or rubber balls that get into the. They just like to fly up at you. But here you go. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one, 3-1 to count. But that old AstroTurf, that was hard. A little spongy, but it was hard. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Ball four. First walk for Tran. That puts Saylor at second and Boza at first. That'll bring up Chris Gennaro, who's 0 for 2.
Yeah, when I played football at Ohio Stadium, you'd go down on that turf, and it was hard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for you to say.
Yeah, you played
intramural football.
Oh, okay.
We actually got to play in the big stadium.
I thought you were going to say you won the Heisman Trophy, too.
No. But that that base for AstroTurf, that was hard.
Yeah. Do you ever walk on the stuff over here at Welcome?
That was no, hard. I haven't been out there on the new stuff yet.
Well, I meant the old stuff. That was hard as a rock.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. One ball, one strike to count. To Chris Gennaro. Two down here in the top half of the sixth inning. 8-2 Flyers leading it. Scoring six times in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Tran delivers. Outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Action down in the Dayton bullpen. A right-hander. Pitches low for ball three.
Now, no problems with the first two batters of the inning on a ground out to short and a strikeout swinging. But now a base hit and a walk. And, well, here comes Tommy Winterstein, the pitching coach. And we're going to have a conference on the mound.
Nick Wisman warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Back at it again tomorrow, 12 noon will be the first pitch if you can't make it. Right here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com. I want to thank all of you in New York for listening in. Fordham.
Not a real long visit to the mound.
They're hoping he can get through to the get through so that they can bring in Nick Wisman. Three balls, one strike to count. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. The runners will be off on the pitch. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right past the pitcher and into center field for base hit. Here comes a runner. Here comes a run in to score in Saylor, and it's now 8-3. So base hit for Gennaro, an RBI. Makes it 8-3, and here comes Coach King, and that's going to be it for Aiden Tran. And Nick Wisman will come in. We'll have his story right after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Nick Wisman on the mound for the Flyers, making his 13th appearance. He's 4-1 on the year with four saves. He's pitched 24 and two-thirds innings, given up 20 hits, 7 runs, all earned, walked 5, and struck out 26. Has a 2.55 ERA. He was on the mound last Sunday afternoon when Butler came back and won that second game 9-8 on a walk-off. And that was kind of disappointing. But now he's back in there. Sidewinder from Chaminade Julianne High School, senior. Mom and dad standing down the right field line.
He definitely a side armor there. Now, doesn't remind me of a full submariner, but I go back to the 60s and a guy by the name of Ted Abernathy, yep, who was a submariner.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't go quite that low.
You ask Nick who that is. I don't know who that is. He might, though. Here's the first pitch. Pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. What's that, about 3 miles from here, CJ? 3-4?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if that.
Here's a pitch. Ground ball right to the second baseman. Mendez fires over to Yaman. That's going to do it for the Flyers, or for the Rams here in the sixth inning. They get a run on two hits. No errors, a runner left on. And at the end of 5.5, it's the Flyers 8 and the Rams 3. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. Or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rams is Zach Carson. Carson has pitched 10 innings, given up 15 hits, 12 runs, 9 earned, walked six, struck out 5. And he's got an 8.10 ERA. And he will face David Pedano. Foul back out of play. Pedano singled his last time up. He is 1-for-2. He also scored a run. So we play here in inning number 6. Pedano, Yaman, and Watson do up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip that got the catcher. Trying to shake it off. It looks like it got his arm. Third pitcher used today for the Rams. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball two, or ball one. One ball and two strikes the count. There's a stretch in the pitch. Down low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes.
Zach Carson. And on the mound now for the Rams in the maroon jerseys. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So David Pisano on for the third time today. Two base hits and a walk. Going to bring up Eddie Yaman, the third. Eddie Yaman, the fourth. He's 2 for 3. Single twice, scored twice, and flied to center. So the leadoff hitter is on here in the sixth inning. Flyers leading at 8-3. Throw over to first, runner back. Except Pedano's a threat to run. Here's the pitch. Misses low and outside for a ball. Carson staring in at his catcher, gets the sign. Now he delivers over to first base, but Pedano back safely. Pedano's been only caught one time. Carson looking over. Now Pedano goes. Throw down to second, and not in time. Nowhere close. That's the first stolen base for the Flyers today. Pedano's 15th. All right, take that back. 14th. Wait a minute. It's 14 of 15 now. Pitch is low for a ball. Two balls and a strike, the count. Carson looking at his wrist, getting the sign from the dugout. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Carson looks back at second base. Pedano, good lead. Here's a fly ball out towards second base. Nope, the first baseman's going to call for it and has it sliding. He was almost standing on second base when he caught that. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson was hit by a pitch and singled. He's 1 for 2. Also reached on a fielder's choice. Watson standing in. Scored one of the 6 runs in the 5th inning. Carson looks back at second, now fires up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. Misses inside for a ball. Well, thank Scott Kwiatkowski over at Fordham for his help. I hope I said your name right. Well, thank him for sending the roster and some information over to us here at Gem City Sports Network. 3-0 the count to Nolan Watson with Michael Adair on deck. Carson getting the sign. He'll set. Checks Pedano at second and fires down low. Ball four. So Watson walks, puts runners at first and second with one down. That'll bring up Michael Adair, who singled his last time up. Single to right. Knocked in a couple of runs. No, that's going to bring up Alejandro Cazorla. Alejandro batting 220 with five home runs, or no, with three home runs, 13 runs batted, and he's walked five times, struck out 18. He's also got a double. So Cazorla batting for Adair. Throw down to second, and not in time, as Padano will steal another base. Watson steals another base. So Padano's now 15 of 16. And Watson is now 3 of 4. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away. Here comes Padano in front to score. It head first slide, and it's now 9 to 3. Wild pitch got away from the catcher. Watson moves to third. One ball, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nine to three. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Cazorla. One ball, two strikes to count. Carson looking in. Now he sets. He'll set. Looks over at third. Now fires. Check swing. Get ball goes right behind the umpire, but Watson not going anywhere. Two balls and two strikes with one down here in the sixth inning. Another run in. They scored two in the second, six in the fifth, one here in the sixth. Paxton Tomani on deck. Here's a stretch and the pitch, and that hits him. Cazorla is on. And that'll bring up Paxton Tomani. Tomani drilled a three-run homers last time up in the fifth inning. Now he's going to turn around and bat right-handed. Paxton, a switch hitter. Tomani drilled one over the right field, or out the center field. Or no, that would have to right field. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one.
He's going for his second home run of the day with that one.
Yeah. One down, 0-1 to count to Paxton. Runners at first and third. Watson at third. Cazorla at first. Here's the pitch. Little looper out towards center field, and the second baseman's got it. Going to fire in, and it's going to be stopped by the Lutezi, the first baseman. That's going to bring up Ivan Arias. Arias is 1-for-3 on today. He doubled in the second inning. He's flied to right and flied to center. So two down here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. The play was on. So Cazorla gets a stolen base. Be his, he's now 2-for-4. Carson sets, delivers the 1-0 pitch. Up high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Carson sets and delivers. Looks back at second, now delivers. Up high for ball three, 3-0. First base is open. On deck is Keegan Calero. There's a stretch by Carson. Sets and delivers the 3-0 pitch, and therefore called strike one. Carson sets. Looks back at second. Fires. Up high, ball four. Arias is on. So he's on. Bases loaded. Watson at third. Cazorla at second. Arias at first. And that'll bring up Keegan Calero. Calero got his first base hit. We're going to have a pitching change. So we're going to take a, we're going to have a pitching change. We're going to get all the particulars on this young man. We'll be right back after this.
Everybody buckle up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can you go to the store?
Come on.
Buckle up.
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network.
New pitcher on the mound now for the Fordham Rams. Is that number 38? No, that's not.
I believe it's 35. It's kind of hard to see. They've got non-contrast numbers here.
I think it's Kai. Let's have to get his name here. 35 is Kai. Kai Ream, pitcher for the Fordham Rams. Ream Masir, a senior from Grand Prairie, Alberta. Another Canadian.
Not a very big kid.
No.
Comes in with an 0-2 record, 10.12 ERA, 8 appearances, all in relief in 10.2 innings, given up 14 hits, 13 runs, 12 earned, 7 walks, struck out 8.
He will face Keegan Calero. Keegan base hit his last time up. The right-hander delivers. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. Calero just off the injured list. Getting his first start of the year tonight, or this afternoon. He played yesterday. Here's a pitch and a ground ball. Second base side. Second baseman over to first, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number 6, but they do get a run on one hit. No errors. Two runners left, and at the end, or no, three runners left. At the end of six complete, it's the Flyers 9, and the Rams 3, back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi,
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
And welcome back to Werner Field at AES Stadium in the shadow of the University of Dayton Arena. Tom Michaels, Doug Brown. We move to the seventh inning. The Dayton Flyers hold a 9-3 lead over Fordham. And Fordham comes to bat here with Ryan Teasy. He'll be the first one up. Nick Wisman throws his first delivery. The side armor is outside with that one. Teasy, Andrew Canellis, and Tommy McAndrew are the scheduled three up here for the Rams. Working off the stretch, even with nobody on base. Next delivery, right down the pike, but low. Two balls and no strikes. Seventh inning here. The Flyers broke this game open in the fifth with six runs. Added one last inning. Next pitch, right down the pike. That fastball, 2-1 the count on Ryan Teasy. Teasy's got a couple of base hits in this game. Actually, he's been on every time. There's a base hit down the right field line. Tracking after Paxton Tomaney, sliding into second base with a double. Ryan Teasy. So Teasy continues his on-base streak. And that'll bring up Andrew Canellis. Canellis, only time on base was through a walk. He's also struck out swinging and flew out to the first baseman. Runner on second base takes his lead. Wisman delivers the first one. Curveball for a strike, a beauty. 0-1 the count. Nobody out. Runner on second base. That's Teasy. Tommy McAndrews is the on-deck batter. The stretch now by Wisman. A couple of glances back to second. Next pitch. That's lined out into left field for a base hit. Over to pick it up is Calero. And that's going to, great throw in, is going to hold the runner at third base. Teasy, wisely being held there. But the first two runners are on here in the seventh inning for Fordham. And that'll bring up Tommy McAndrews. He had a home run yesterday. Today, flown out a couple of times and struck out swinging. Wisman, with the first delivery, hit him. So not a good start to the inning for a normally reliable reliever in Nick Wisman. And here out to check with his pitcher is Tommy Winterstein.
Yeah, it's interesting. Last week, one of Wisman's buddies, A.J. Solomon, played for Butler. And on the game on, I think it was on Saturday, he wanted to get in, he was in, he was pitching, and Solomon was on deck, but the game was over with. So the next day, Solomon comes up, and Wisman's pitching, and he walks, and the Flyers lose at 9-8.
So Steve Lutezi comes to the plate now. Left-hand batter. Bases loaded. The stretch. Wisman fakes to second base. Nobody out. Bases loaded here. Flyers with a 9-3 lead. Lutezi with a home run, his first time up in this ball game. Fouls this one into the screen off the left-hand side for strike one. Well, it has been a beautiful day here. The wind looks like, trying to figure out the flag. Is it blowing toward us or away from us?
It's blowing away from us. It's out, so coming it's out of the southwest.
Kind of going out there into left center field now. The 0-1 pitch on its way. There's a ground ball. That is foul. Everybody was a little slow motion in trying to go after that one.
They didn't know if it was fair or foul.
Yep. Runners retreats. The 0-2 count now on Steve Lutezi with T.J. Wachter, the on-deck batter. The stretch, the look, and there's one right at the third baseman. They're going to go to second for one. Over to first base.
Got him
for the double play. A run scores. Nice play that time by Mason Dobie. He actually had to kind of recover, didn't get the ball in his glove, but got it over quickly to second base and then on over to first base for the double play.
Dobie to Mendez to Yaman.
So the run does come in the form of Ryan Teasy, and it's 9-4. And up now is T.J. Wachter. Wachter fouls one off the right side. Odd won the count. Now two outs, runner on third base. There's a ground ball, second base. Up with it, Mendez. Bounces a throw to first base. That's going to be an error. And the run scores. So Canellis comes in. And it's 9-5. And we haven't seen many errors in this series thus far. But that one, ball was thrown in the dirt. There's a bunt down the third baseline, and they are not going to be able to make a play anywhere off a nice bunt by Kian Saylor.
Fordham will not go away.
Nope. They've got runners on first and second now. Down by four. Second baseman Nico Boza comes to the plate. Doubled and walked. Also struck out one time. There's one right up the middle. Past the shortstop. So this is going to bring another run home. Throw into second base. Runner back in there. And this game, 'tis not over by any stretch of the imagination. T.J. Wachter comes in.
It's getting interesting.
At second base, Kian Saylor, Nick Boza with a single at first. Three runs in the inning. And here's Chris Gennaro, the shortstop. Had a single his last time up. Nick Wisman. There's one grounded foul off to the left-hand side. No balls, one strike, two outs. Runners on first and second. 9-5, Flyers the lead. Wisman looks back at second. Now delivers sidearm. Fouled hard off the screen down the right side above the Flyer dugout. No balls and two strikes. And I believe that error on Mendez is the first of the series on either team. Wisman delivers. Curveball. Popped up. Foul. Right side. It's going to go out of play.
You are correct. That is the first error of the game, or of the series.
Now a 9-6 ball game. Next delivery. Fouled off the left side. Count remains 0-2. Each team with 12 hits. 9-12-1 for the Flyers. 6-12-0 for the Fordham Rams. Wisman. With runners taking their lead at first and second. There's a curve ball popped up down toward first base in foul territory. Under that ball is Eddie Amon, and he's got it. And that will end the inning. But three runs do come plateward for the Fordham Rams. And we've now got a 9-6 ball game here at Warner Field at AES Stadium. Tom Michaels, along with Doug Brown, here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Wait a minute.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Flyers would like to get those three runs back that they gave up in the top half of the seventh inning. Dayton still with a lead at 9-6. The big inning for Dayton, six runs in the fifth inning, highlighted by a home run by Paxton Tomaney. Now stepping in here, David Mendez, the second baseman. Mendez, a couple of hits in this game. He was hit by a pitch the last time up. First pitch to him is ball. On the mound, Kai Ream. Came in relief last inning. Next pitch, that's a fastball. Trails off outside. 2-0 the count. Windy day. It's been a very pleasant day here at AES Stadium. Next pitch. Grounded hard foul down the left field line.
Just check the temperature. 74 degrees.
Cool. I didn't think it was supposed to get out of the 60s today.
Hey, I'll take it.
2-1 the count. The delivery. Fastball low. 3-1 on the batter, David Mendez, Mason Dobie, and David Pedano. Due up next. Into the wind, the pitch. Caught the outside corner for strike two. Three balls, two strikes. David Mendez. Right-hand batter. Stands pretty much straight up. Fouls this one off down the right field side. Count remains at 3-2. Doug will be with you tomorrow at 11:30 for a noon first pitch. For the final game of this three-game series. Room pitches. That is high. He walks him. Mendez walks. That's the first time he's walked in a game. But out of five times up, He's been on base four times. A couple of hits and a hit batsman, now the walk. Mason Dobie comes in. He got things started with a home run last inning. I should say back in the fifth inning. Rim with a man on first, throws over there. Back in is Mendez. Kyrou takes a big look over there at first base. Going to throw over there again.
Ooh.
That ball hit the umpire in the foot or the ankle, and that's going to sting.
Yep, I think we're going to take a look at him.
Well, he's waving everybody off, but that's...
It's got to hurt anyway.
If that hits you on the shin, oh, my goodness. You talk about hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Usually figure you're safe down there at first base or second base.
You're never safe anywhere out
there.
Not anywhere.
First pitch, curveball high and outside to the left-hand batting. Mason Dobie. Dobie, the third baseman. 1-0 the count. Runner going. Throw down, and he's in there safe. Stolen base for David Mendez. He is perfect now. 7 of 7 this year on stolen bases. So runner in scoring position. 1-1 the count on Mason Dobie. David Pedano on deck. Next pitch. That one outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, as you thought, as soon as I said, this game's been moving right along.
Uh-huh.
Kind of slowed down here in the recent inning. There's another one way outside. 3-1 on Mason Dobie. They know he's got power. They don't want to take a chance on letting him launch another one. The wind has shifted a little bit more from right to center. Look back to second base by Room. The pitch. Caught the inside corner for strike two. That runs the count full. 9-6. Flyers with the lead. Room. With first base open. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. There's one. Goes the opposite way. And that one is not caught by the left fielder. He made a great stab at it. But he dove for it, couldn't get it in to score as David Mendez down to second base. Is Mason Dobie having a big day. And with that, the Flyers take now a 4-run lead, 10-6. David Pedano will come to the plate.
They gave him a base hit on that one.
I kind of figured they would. That was a try and a half out there in left field. Here's the first pitch, Pedano. Curveball right across the plate. Strike one. Now for Pedano, he's gotten hits his last two times at bat. Scored a couple of runs in this game. Next pitch, fastball, catches the outside corner. No balls and two strikes.
He's got a couple of stolen bases, too.
Eddie Yaman, the fourth, taking his swings in the on-deck circle. Room, off the stretch, the pitch. Fastball, sliced out into right field. Right fielder over for it. Grabs it quickly. And so the runner at second base, not able to advance on that one. That line drive out to right field. Canelo's got it back in quickly, and here comes Eddie Yaman, right-hand batter. Yaman has scored a couple of runs in this game, off a couple of base hits. Also a couple of flyouts. Runner at second base, there's one out. And a run in. So they fake the runner to second base, back into the base. Nolan Watson scheduled to be the next batter. First pitch. Curveball strike on the inside corner. No balls, one strike, one out with a runner on second. A run in. Flyers lead it 10-6. Rim looks back at second. Now a curveball. This one a tad high, and let's see. Are they going to say that it hit him or not? Indeed, Yaman is saying it hit him. Now Jason King over, talking with Dorsey Hager, the home plate umpire. And it's just going to be strike two.
He may have leaned into it, too.
Yeah. So Eddie's still talking with umpire Dorsey Hager. 0-2 the count. Do too much talking. You're not going to get the benefit of this next pitch.
Oh, no.
And that pitch comes, and it's low and away. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball on the batter, Eddie Yaman. Nolan Watson will be up next. One out. Runner takes his lead at second base. Rim takes a couple of looks back there. Now delivers. Curveball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Eddie Yaman with a couple of runs scored in this game. Room. The stretch. The look back. A second look back. Now to the plate. Here's one that's popped up out into center field. Center fielder coming under it. Teasy has it. And there's now two outs. The runner at second base not able to advance again. So with two outs, a run in the inning. Runner still at second base. Here comes Watson. And here comes Kevin Layton, coach of the Fordham Rams. And we're going to get a new pitcher here. So we'll pick up the number on the newest mound member for this Ram team. Getting some instructions from his coach. And I believe that's number 30. If I'm correct on that, that would be Nate Scott. Nate Scott coming in relief. And he will be the fifth pitcher for the Rams today. He comes in with two outs and a runner on second base.
I'd like to remind everybody that coming up on April 23rd down at Day Air Ballpark, the Dayton Flyers will take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. They played earlier this year down in Richmond, Kentucky, and the Flyers won it 7-0. So come on out, check the Flyers out down at Day Air Ballpark. If you've never been down there, that's a perfect time to come down and see it. New turf, new amenities down there, I believe. So it's going to be an interesting night down at Day Air Ballpark.
As long as they still have the Dippin' Dots.
Well, they probably do. Tickets can be purchased by phone at 228-2287 and also online at Ticketmaster.com. $5 for children, 14 and under. $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge. And the RTA flyer will also be utilized on the evening of the game to provide free shuttle service between campus and Day Air Ballpark. They will also have luxury suites available for $300, seating 20. So here we go. Back to Tom.
On the mound, as we mentioned, Nate Scott with a runner on second base. Up to the plate, Nolan Watson. Watson has scored a run. He had a single early. Was hit by a pitch. Walked the last time up. Next pitch. That one just misses on the outside. One ball, one strike. On deck, Alejandro Carzola. Now in the designated hitter slot. There's a fastball inside. Two balls and one strike. Nolan Watson. He scored one of the runs in that six-run fifth inning for the Flyers. Next pitch. Here's one popped. Wow, this is going deep, deep, deep. It's out of here. The way that ball took off, I did not think it had a prayer. I thought it was popped up, and that ball just started going and going and going, and the home run by Nolan Watson.
Boom.
Two runs come in, and the Flyers now lead it 12-6.
Watson's got some power, but that one, you're right. It looked like it just went up in the air. It looked like it was going to be a fly ball to center field, and turns out that it went over the fence. But it got up in the jet stream. That's the thing.
So with that, that'll bring Alejandro Carzola. Nope. Ryan McDougal is going to pinch hit for Carzola. And the first pitch is a ball.
He gets one up in the air, it's going to go, too.
This guy, just a freshman. Next pitch is a line drive out into right field. The left-hander puts it out there. Andrew Canellis over to get it. Throws it into second base. And a single here for the pinch hitter.
And McDougal, he's going to turn out to be one hell of a ball player.
Yep. And now it looks like we're going to have another pitching change. Nate Scott. Yep. Nate Scott's going to come out of the ball game, and we'll pick up this next entry into the game. Well, Nate Scott didn't spend a whole lot of time out there.
Well, Nick Wisman's going to be has a little bit of cushion now. We're going to take
that
a break.
Looks like 42.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back. See who it is.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Andres Perez, the new pitcher for the Fordham Rams. Perez, this will be his 12th appearance. He started just one game. A record of 1-1 with a 7.88 ERA. Perez has pitched 16 innings, given up 19 hits, 14 runs, all of them earned, 8 walks, and 14 strikeouts. So, we are now down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the 7th pitcher as used by Fordham. He's a right-hander. Throws a monster curve up there just now that hits in the dirt and bounces away. And he is going to be facing Paxton Tomaney. He's been on one time through a walk and then a home run, capping off the big 6-run fifth inning. Flyers now with a 12-6 lead. 6 runs has been their biggest lead. They've had that one time before. Left-hand batter in Paxton Tomaney, Ivan Arias, getting ready in the on-deck circle. Perez delivers a fastball strike. 2 outs. Flyers have a runner on first base in Ryan McDougal. McDougal takes a fairly short lead. Perez throws over. Now McDougal is 2 of 2 on stolen bases. So not a big threat to steal. Catchers rarely are. The stretch, Perez delivers, fastball inside, kind of caught a little bit leaning down toward second base off the bag, but McDougal is able to get back in and ahead of the throw by Tommy McAndrews, the catcher. 1-1 now. In the bottom of the 7th inning, there's a ground ball. Second base, over to first, and that'll do it for the Flyers here. Paxton Tomaney out 4-3. But the Flyers wind up playing 3 more runs. It is 12-6. Dayton with the lead here going into the 8th here on Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Spring.
Back at AES Ohio Stadium, Werner Field, 12-6. The 8 Flyers lead as we go into the 8th inning here. We are going to see top of the batting order here for the Rams with Bucciero, then Teasy, Canellis, Jason King. Despite the fact that that was a very rocky 7th inning for pitcher Nick Wisman, very unlike Wisman.
There's some changes going on. It looks like Omar Daniels is going out to second base. Or no, he may be going to shortstop. We got nobody. Okay. Tomaney is out. Mendez is going to right or going to left. Calero going to go from left to right. And Daniels is going to go to short. Arias to second. And we'll throw a test on you later.
So, first batter coming up here is Daniel Bucciero. He's got a home run in the ball game. Got that back in the fifth inning. Nick Wisman working from the stretch. Sidearms it up there for a strike. Fastball. 0-1 the count. 6-12-0 for Fordham. 12-14-1 for the Dayton Flyers. Wisman. Neck delivery, curveball outside. 1-1. Yeah, we mentioned that haven't seen as many students over here today as we did yesterday.
They probably went home.
Next pitch. That's low and away. Two balls and one strike.
Probably went home for the Easter holiday. If they were close.
Next pitch on its way. There's one sliced out into right field. Back, 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 back. And he's got it. Calero able to get under that one. Took it back toward the warning track. And there's one down. That breaks up Ryan Teasy. He's been on base every time up in this game. Last time, had a double and scored a run. Right-hand batter. Fouls one. This one off the facing in front of the Flyer dugout. Ball bounces down into fair play. Down the right side. No balls and one strike with one out. On deck, Andrew Kanellis. Wisman. Fires a curveball up there just a little bit inside. 1-1. Wisman stares in. Now stretch. And the pitch. Fouled a long way, but foul out the right side. 1-2. On Ryan Teasy. He plays center field for this Ram team. Holds that bat straight up. Next pitch. There's a curve that was inside. Evens the count at 2-2. Happy to have everyone along here on a very nice Saturday afternoon in Dayton, Ohio. 2-2 pitch on its way. This one lined out into center field for a base hit. Over to grab that one is Padano. And on first base, Ryan Teasy. Up 5 times today, on base 5 times.
4 hits.
Yeah. And that'll bring Andrew Kanellis up. Kanellis has a walk and a single to score to run. There's one down and a runner on first base. Another right-hand batter. Interesting the way different batters approach things. As the first pitch, there's a strike fastball right down the middle. Whereby Ryan Teasy held the bat straight up over the plate. Kanellis kind of lays it there on his shoulder, then picks it up, but it is still perpendicular. Or is that horizontal? I never remember. There's strike two. 0-2 the count on Andrew Kanellis. Tommy McAndrew, another guy with power in the on-deck circle. Wisman looks over to first base. One out. There's a fastball low. 1-2. University of Dayton Arena. Quiet today after the last two, 3 weeks of plenty of action. There's one slice foul off the top of the clubhouse.
What do they have, like,
right field foul territory.
What do they have, like 20 games down there or something?
Oh, they had all of the, let's see. So you had the high school games.
That was eight.
So
eight for girls, eight for guys.
Yep.
And then four for, yeah, 20. 20 games in 2 weeks.
Next pitch.
A week.
Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him on a curveball. Two outs now. And here's Tommy McAndrew, the catcher. He was hit by a pitch last time up. Oh for three. Steve Lutese would be up if McAndrew gets on. First pitch to him. Curveball inside. One ball, no strikes. Well, it is a real crapshoot in the spring as to what kind of weather you're going to get. And we've been lucky the last 2 days. Here's a ground foul. Down the left field line into the Fordham bullpen.
I was looking at the forecast for tomorrow. It's supposed to be 64 degrees and showers after 5 p.m. So we'll be well done before then.
Yeah, not only for the ball game, but I hope for all the people who go out there for Easter egg hunts and things like that. And just for a nice day in the Easter finery. Next pitch, curveball. That's going to be high for a ball and a stolen base there for Ryan Teasy.
It's the second one of the day.
There's two outs. Count on the batter, 2-1. Every time the Flyers look like they're putting this thing away, Fordham comes back. Swung on and missed for strike two.
I think that's the A-10, though. That's the A-10 for you.
Yep. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner on second base. Wisman with a look back to second. Delivers. Oh, strike three called. I tell you what, Dorsey Hager took a second to make that call, but when he did, it was emphatic. Called strike three. That'll do it in the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, runner left on base. After 7.5, Dayton Flyers lead it 12-6 here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Yeah, back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, some scores from around the Atlantic 10 Conference. St. Joseph's 15-8 over Davidson. They've fallen on hard times. Davidson has. They were top of the league last year. Bottom of the eighth inning, VCU leads UMass 7-1. Top of the eighth inning, I didn't know football season was in season, but George Mason leads Richmond 16-10. That's in the top of the eighth inning. Final score, George Washington beats St. Bonaventure 6-3. And St. Louis leads Rhode Island 7-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning.
It's always football season. That new combined pro league starts today.
I know. I know some lady that is probably already glued to the TV for that. she takes a couple of weeks off and then back at it again. So,
well, we got a new pitcher, but he's not a new player in the game. Ken Saylor is out there. Saylor comes into this game. This will be his third appearance. A 0.00 ERA. No record. He's pitched 1.2 innings, given up one hit, no runs. He hadn't walked anybody, and he struck out one.
He's what, pitcher number eight?
Yep, that would be pitcher number eight. First pitch comes up there is outside to Ivan Arias. Keegan Calero on deck. Number three batter would be David Menendez. Next pitch. That's low and away. Two balls and no strikes. So there have been some changes around the infield here for the Rams. Next pitch is a strike. 2-1 the count. Saylor, the left-hander. To the right-hand batting, Ivan Arias. Next pitch, curveball strike. 2-2 the count with nobody out.
Brewster went to left field. He's now the only one that came in for Saylor, who's on the mound.
Next pitch is a line drive to center field. Base hit. So Ivan Arias on. That's his second hit of the day. He had a double back in the second inning, which brought in some runs. Now here's Keegan Calero. Keegan Calero, this is the first start of the year for him. He played in relief yesterday. Didn't have an official at bat because he was hit by a pitch and walked. Today, a ground out, a fly out, another fly out, a single, and a ground out. And he fouls this one down the left field line with a runner on first base. 0-1 on Keegan Calero. David Mendez down to our right, taking some warm-up swings. The 0-1 pitch on its way. That one high and away. One ball, one strike on Keegan Calero. Well, the Dayton Flyer bats today. They have come alive. As the next pitch fouled back over the screen down to our right. Two strikes and a ball on Keegan Calero. And the pitching, well, it has been much better, particularly the starting pitching today. Waiting for the 1-2 pitch. Here it is, outside, ball two.
Anthony Hatrip is warming up in the Dayton bullpen.
Chris McGarro had a fine start today. Then got to his pitch count, what was it, 73?
Yeah.
So he had to come out.
They wanted to keep him until around 70, so they did exactly what he wanted.
Next pitch swung on and missed by Calero. One down. Runner on first base. Here comes David Mendez, the second baseman. Mendez. He's got a couple of hits. He was hit by a pitch. Walked his last time up and scored a run. Throw to first base. Back in. Ivan Arias. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Dayton with a 12-6 lead. Next pitch. Fouled off the right-hand side. No balls, one strike. 6-13-0 for Fordham. 12-15-1 for Dayton on the line score. stadium slightly around the right. There's a pitch which is low and away. Ball one. There's one ball, one strike.
There's a huge gap in left center field.
Indeed it is. Runner takes his lead at first. It's a short one. Now the delivery. Here's one punched out into right field. Ranging under it is Canellis. He's got it. And the runner retreats to first base in Arias. So now two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Mason Dobey. He scored a couple of runs, one of those being a home run. Back in the fifth inning. Really got things started with that. Home run for a six-run inning. There's one fouled back into the screen here by Dobey. No balls and one strike. Arias down at first base. Taking a little bit of a lead. Now he's going to go. Here's the throw down. Gets through. Backed up by the second baseman, but a stolen base for Ivan Arias.
Now 4-for-5 on the year.
It's another runner in scoring position here for the Flyers. Duck on the pond. Just one. There's a fastball well outside. Two balls and one strike. Kean Saylor, the eighth pitcher for Fordham, and he's normally a position player. Next pitch, there's a fastball inside. 3-1 the count with two outs. Arias now taking his lead out there on second base. Look back. The delivery. There's a strike right down the pike.
Mason thought it was a little low. He was ready to run to first.
That runs the count full. First base open. So Saylor looks at his wrist several times. Now delivers. Fastball lowered away. Walks him. So that'll put runners on first and second. David Pedano comes to the plate. He scored a couple of runs in this ball game. He's walked and has a couple of singles. Pedano, the right-hand batter. With Eddie Yaman in the on-deck circle. Look back to second base. The pitch has one that sails outside and high. Ball one. And Dayton, they'd love to add a couple of runs to this six-run advantage that they have. Look back to second base and the pitch. There's a strike called. Letter high. Evens the count at 1-1. Two outs. Runner takes his lead at second base. Here's one foul down the right side. It's going to bounce out fairly close to the cars that are allegedly safe.
Yeah, mine's down there, too.
Yeah, I'm behind the fir trees again.
Well, I think you're safe today.
1-2 the count. Two outs. Runners on first and second. Saylor delivers. Strike three called. Caught the inside corner on that one. And so we move to the ninth inning with the Dayton Flyers holding a 12-6 lead on Fordham here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Anthony Hattrip on the mound. We'll try to close it out for the Flyers here in the middle game of the series between the Flyers and the Rams. So, no, that is Nick Westman out there. You can't miss his style of pitching.
No, he, that's kind of an old style.
Yeah.
That sidearm.
But, you know, it still messes with guys, too. So, but anyway, Lutezi will lead it off, followed by Walker and Saylor for the Rams trying to win for the second time in a row. Flyers trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Lost twice last weekend to the Butler Bulldogs on Sunday and then lost yesterday. And so they're leading today 12-6, 12-15-1 for the Flyers. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike one to Steve Lutezi. 12-15-1 for the Flyers, 6-13-0 for the Rams. Lutezi on the day has hit a home run. He's 1-for-4. Here's the pitch by Wisman and a fly ball well hit down the right field side and out of play. No balls and two strikes to Lutezi here in the top of the ninth inning. Back here again tomorrow afternoon at noon for the first pitch. We'll be on the air at 11:30. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. I want to thank you for your help this weekend, too.
More than happy to do it. Love coming in here and doing some baseball.
There's a stretch by Wisman, and he delivers. Breaking pitch just misses low and outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes.
I'm still working on saying baseball the same way James Earl Jones does. It's baseball, Ray.
There's a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Daniels fires over to first, one up, one down. That'll bring up T.J. Walker. Walker reached on an error his last time up, scored. No, I take that back. A new hitter. That is Henry Polinski, an outfielder. Polinski batting for Brewster. There's the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
Polinski hitting .222. Six RBIs.
Here's the pitch by Wisman. In there for called strike one. One ball and one strike. On deck, Key and Saylor. Next pitch is high and outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. To Polinski. Wisman sets and fires. Ground ball right to the second baseman. Over to first. Two up, two down.
Almost pulled the first baseman off the bag, but Yaman was able to keep the foot on the bag, and now two down.
So, Kean Saylor is the final hope for the Rams to keep this thing going. Nico Boza on deck. Sailor, two hits today, 2 for 4. Pitches a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Two down here in the ninth. Flyers trying to go to 16-11 on the year, 1-1 on the in the A-10. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right to Yaman. He's going to take it, and the Flyers win. So the Flyers win it. 12-6, 12 runs, 15 hits an error for the Flyers, 6 runs, 13 hits, and no errors for the Rams. And I would assume the winning pitcher was going to be Pagero, the loser, Smith. So we'll be back at it again tomorrow. 11:30 will be our airtime. And first pitch will be at noon. Don't know who the pitchers are. It's still to be determined. So the rubber match tomorrow, 1 o'clock, or at noon. So your final thoughts there, big guy?
Well, the team bounced back today. Yeah. Big. And I think that's the kind of thing that you expect. And the Dayton Flyers were able to do that today. They did it with some very good starting pitching today. Something that was a problem a year ago. And now they are 1-1 in the A-10 and hopefully can win the rubber match of the series coming up tomorrow on Easter Sunday.
Yep, we're looking forward to it because I think next week they're up at St. Bonaventure, if I'm not mistaken. And they play.
Lucky them.
Yeah. They get to go to they got a home game here on Tuesday against Northern Kentucky. Then they go to St. Bonnie for 3 before returning back here on the 9th of April. Against the Akron Zips. So, looking forward to the schedule coming up here on the Gem City Sports Network. Once again, tomorrow afternoon at noon, first pitch, 11:30, will be the airtime here on the Gem City Sports Network. So, Tom, once again, thank you for helping me out this weekend.
Thank you for allowing me to do so.
So, that's going to do it for us here at AES Ohio Stadium and Warner Field. Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on the Gem City Sports Network.